Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May durood and salam be upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. We are fortunate today that we have Sheikh Muhammad Zubair Afriqi, the son of a great alim Moana Afriqi of Pietermaritzburg. Allah ta'ala accept Moana's coming here inshallah. And today's nasihat of Jummah, Hazrat Moana will give inshallah. Moana is involved in a lot of khidmat. Khidmat of the ulama, khidmat of the mashayikh. Whenever they visit our country, Mawlana has also traveled extensively. So inshallah, on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, we request Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zubair Afriqi to give us some nasiha inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi tabarak asmuhu, wa taqaddasa shanuhu, wa ta'ala jadduhu, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyil ummiyyil hashamiyyil qurayshiyyil مكي المدني الأبطهي التهامي الذي لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته البررة الكرام وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين يصلي عليه الله جل جلاله بهذا بدا للعالمين كماله مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العصر مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بشير النذير محمد مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك ياسين طه سيد الرسل أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقه قولي ايها الحاضرون السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته Respected علماء الكرام and brothers in Islam, this is the month of Rabi al-Awwal and it brings happiness and joy because it is the month of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was born in this month. And at the same time, on the 12th of this month, his demise took place. He parted from this dunya. Now the question is, do you rejoice or do you mourn? The ulama explained to us that it is a month of reflection. It's a month of emulation. Not celebration and mourning, but a month of emulation that we have to go back to the noble tariqah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything about him, everything about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mu'jiza, was a miracle. The day he was born, it was the brightest day on earth, and the day he departed, it was the darkest day on earth. So from his birth, it was mu'jiza, up to his time of his demise was mu'jiza. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother, Amina, when she was expecting him, and she had to walk in the open. When the sun struck hard on her, Allah Azza wa Jalla brought clouds above her head because of the Noor-e Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when she had to walk on hard rocks, if you trample on hard rocks, Allah Rabbul Izzat made those rocks soft and tender. So there must be no takleef on her because of the Noor-e Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable brothers in Islam, the day was Monday. The date was the 12th. The month was Rabiul Awwal. The time was Subh Sadiq. The city was Makkatul Mukarrama. Zadahallahu sharfan wa tahreeman wa takreeman wa ta'zeema. The place was the Mubarak place of Abu Talib. The world witness. They awaited the arrival of Sayyidul Kawnain, Shafi'ul Muznibin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Shamsud Duha, Badrud Duja, Nurul Huda, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ki Ahmad Sirajam Munira. Muhammad ki Ahmad Sirajam Munira. Fasallu alayhi kathiran kathira. The arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought brightness in the world. Conveyed darood upon him abundantly, abundantly. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just came to the dunya, Amina, Bibi Amina, Honorable Amina, Muhtarama Amina said, the whole place got lit. The whole room got lit. So much the whole, from east to west got lit, and all between got lit. She says, I saw the palace of Syria, the palace of Syria from my house. Allahu Akbar. I saw the palace of Syria from my house. The 14 towers of the palace of the Emperor of Rome collapsed. And the fire, which the fire worshippers, the Majusi were worshipping, immediately got extinguished and put off. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came here to proclaim the Tawheed. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and be successful. No more idol worship. No more. No, none of these things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he came to this dunya, as he came, Shaykh Tariq Jamil Maddazul Ali has mentioned some very beautiful things, and I'm just going to quote him also. He says that when he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this dunya, immediately, all the idols on the earth fell face downwards. All the idols on the earth fell face downwards. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to this dunya. Allah's Chahita and most beloved have come into this dunya. Every king fell off his throne on that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And now listen to this. Shaykh Tariq Jamil alayhi Maddazul Ali mentions, he says, Every fish in the ocean congratulated each other on the arrival of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable brothers in Islam, what a Mubarak day. What a Mubarak day. What a Mubarak occasion. The day which Allah Azza wa Jal made that day the best day, the most brightest day on earth. Honorable brothers in Islam, when a child is born, you have that afterbirth, that najasat, that napaki. Here there was no najasat. There was no napaki. Because it was Habib-e-Pak, Nabi-e-Pak, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And he was born, he was washed and brought into the dunya, yani there was no najasat. Allahu Akbar Kabira. When a child is born, and if it's a male child, then you have to make khatna. You have to circumcise the child. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam circumcised so nobody could see his sharamga. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When a child is born, then you see every child has got a birthmark. Sometimes the mark is big, it's easily visible. Sometimes the mark is small, it's not easily visible. Sometimes under the armpit you cannot see it easily. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthmark was between his two Mubarak shoulders. Behind, in line with the heart, size of a pigeon's egg, and on it was written, engraved, Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in Tarjumanu Sunnah, Shaykh Badr Alam al-Madani rahmatullah alayhi mentions in his Tarjumanu Sunnah, he says when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created with Allah Azza wa Jalla's own hands, four things Allah Azza wa Jalla created with his own hands. One was the qalam, two was the arsh, third was Jannatul Firdaus, and fourth was Adam alayhi salam. When he created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, behind Adam alayhi salam's back also was a birthmark, size of a pigeon's egg, slightly risen, and on it, before I tell you, on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was it Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the back of Adam alayhi salam was it Muhammadur Rasulullah Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Muhammadur Rasulullah Khatam al-Nabiyyin on the back of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Honorable brothers in Islam, Honorable brother in Islam, whenever a child is born, the nurse, the dai, ma, or the doctor, or whoever delivers the baby, holds the baby with two legs, holds the baby's two legs, the feet, face it towards the heavens, and the head is faced towards the ground, and the doctor or the one who delivers the baby smacks the baby on the back, and the baby cries, and everybody smiles. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not want our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come in the dunya in this manner. No. Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with full parda, in a veil. And when he was born, he went straight into sajda. Straight into sajda. And sajda denotes ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we have not created jinn or insan except for Allah's ibadah. So he came straight into sajda. And sajda is the best posture in salah. And this salah which Allah Azza wa Jal gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called him up to the heavens and gave him salah. And we are contented with five salah, not even five salah we make, which five is fard. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read up to 9-10 salah a day. So many, ishraq, chash, awabin, all the various nafil salat also. And the last words from his Mubarak mouth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak mouth was, As-salat, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Beware of your salah, and look after those who under you. So this sajda is linked up to his whole life of sajda, and right up to the last when he depart from the dunya, he also made said, As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Honorable brothers in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then picked up the soil. Oh yes, there's another point here. In the days of Jahiliyyah, when a child was born at night, then it was the custom of the people of the days of Jahiliyyah to cover this baby up with a pot, perforated pot, so the child can breathe. Why? Because they say the child will get nazar. This is the days of Jahiliyyah. We follow the Sharia. But for us, when Bibi Amina gave birth, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, immediately when he went into sajda, she covered him up with a pot. Allah Rabbul Izzat made the pot split open. This is jahalat. We won't do what the jahils do, what the people of the juhala do. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two births. His birth was ruhani. His birth was physical, jasmani, and ruhani. 40 years later, ruhani. Physical birth, and 40 years later is ruhani birth. His physical and spiritual birth. In this physical birth, there was nothing for us to do. No darood to read, no Quran to read, no dua to read, nothing. When his ruhani birth came, then the Sharia came about. In his physical birth, it was his life of jamal, beauty. In his 40 years later, in his ruhani birth, it was his life of kamal, perfection. In his physical birth, his name was Muhammad bin Abdullah. In his ruhani birth, his name was Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the difference about which birth do you celebrate. Do you celebrate his physical birth or his ruhani birth? His ruhani birth is what Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to follow on. This is what Allah wants us to follow on. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in sajda. Then he picks up soil in his Mubarak hands. This is the first few minutes of his life. He picks up soil from his Mubarak hands, in his Mubarak hands. The ulama explained that this picking up soil in his hands is that his message will go throughout the world. And it is the duty of the ummah to go throughout the world to pass his message. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Pass the message if it means one ayah. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَيْبِ. All those who are present, pass it on to those who are absent. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his Mubarak head towards the heavens. The ulama explained that lifting up towards the heavens is a sign that he will only take the message from above, that's from Allah Rabbul Izzat, And that will be called the Quran. And when he explains the Quran, it will be called Ahadith. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam pointed his Shahada finger. At that moment, Dada Abdul Muttalib was making tawaf of the Ka'batullah Sharif. And the Ka'batullah Sharif tilted and the 360 idols fell downwards. Dada Abdul Muttalib was shocked at this. He said, what is this? This is the first time I've witnessed a thing like this. So he ran towards the house. When he ran towards the house and he sees a lot of people in Amina Bibi, Amina's house, he says, what is this? What is happening? They says, Amina has given birth to a little baby. He was so excited. He wanted to go in, but he was stopped. And he saw a lot of women. Who are you? We are the Hurani Jannat, came to welcome little Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hurani Jannat. And who are you? Allah Azza wa Jal told Jibreel alayhi salam, O Jibreel, you go and kiss the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every angel in heaven were told to go and kiss the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the women, there were two women, Bibi Maryam, Isa alayhi salam's mother, Bibi Asiya, Firaun's wife. These two also came to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that these two will be my wives in Jannah. I'll marry these two in Jannah. These two will be my wives in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Mubarak finger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his uncle, his chacha, his kaka, he says, O my nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were born and you grew up, I saw your shan. He said, how? He said, when you were in Bibi Halima's house, Dai Halima's house, and Shema was there and singing for you. Shema was singing for you. Ya Rabbana ibqi lana Muhammada. Ya Rabbana ibqi lana Muhammada. Allahu Akbar, I can't remember that. But anyway, she was singing the Loria for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I noticed that the cradle was rocking on its own. And I noticed at once that you were pointing your finger, your shahada finger at the moon. And when you were pointing up and down, the moon used to move up and down. And you made circles, the moon made circles. According to the gesture of your finger, the moon used to move that way. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O my uncle Abbas, this moon used to talk to me. The Chaudhwi ka chan used to talk to me and used to keep me from crying. I used to play with the moon. And says, Shema came running once and said, Ummi, Muhammad's cradle is rocking on its own. Ummi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cradle is rocking on its own, Ummi. And O Ummi, while I'm sitting with little Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a flock of sheep was going past. And one, the head of the sheep, we'll call the chief of all the sheep, or the leader of the sheep, he comes running, he comes close to Muhammad, little Muhammad, and on the cradle, he gives him a kiss on the forehead. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, this rocking of my cradle was by the malaika. The rocking of the cradle is by the malaika. The malaika were rocking the cradles. And this animal, Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent me as a mercy unto the worlds, not rahmatul alameen, not to the Muslimin or to the people, but unto the world, even to the animals too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak finger. When the Jews made a mockery, if you can split the moon, so Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, point towards the moon, shakkul qamar bi isharatihi. He split the moon with one ishara. The same Mubarak finger of his, when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala hurt his eye, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his lu'ab Mubarak, his saliva Mubarak, and put it there and he got cured. The same Mubarak finger of his, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was bitten by a snake or a scorpion at the time of Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr, give me your heels. And he put his Mubarak finger and with Lu'ab Mubarak and he got cured, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And the same Mubarak finger, when we give the azan and shaitan runs away, we put the same Mubarak finger into our ears. And the same Mubarak finger, Allah Rabbul Izzat made us in Salat, says, التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله There is none worthy of worship except Allah لا إله إلا الله The same Mubarak finger So Dad Abdul Muttalib wanted to take this baby and says, give me the baby, I want to name this baby. Amina said, the baby is named. Baby is named. She said, when I gave birth, I heard a voice saying, you name this baby Ahmad Muhammad. Mawlana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlana Ihtisham al-Haq sahab, Nawwarallahu marqadu from Karachi, while giving a talk on the Sirat one day, he said, when the Sahaba kiram asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was an adult, he says, Tell us about the name. Tell us about your name, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Arsh-e-Bareen par mera naam Ahmad hai, aur Farsh-e-Zameen par mera naam Muhammad hai. Arsh-e-Bareen par mera naam Ahmad hai, aur Farsh-e-Zameen par mera naam Muhammad hai. In the heavens, my name is Ahmad, and on the earth, my name is Muhammad. Ahmad is the one who praises Allah Rabbul Izzat the most, and Muhammad is the one who gets praised by Allah Rabbul Izzat the most, and by the Malaika the most. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ Verily Allah وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ And the angels يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Convey درود on النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما You also convey درود and salam to النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم When this ayah was revealed, the Sahaba Kiram was Hairan. They knew about Salam, At-Tahiyyatul Salam. They said, how do you convey Durood? And this is such an honorable thing which Allah Rabbul Izzat himself does and tells the Malaika to do. And Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah wants us to do something which is beyond us and we are so sinful. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is such an honorable dhikr. It is such an honorable act. Therefore you say, Oh Allah, you convey darood. Allahumma salli ala. You're not sending the darood on your own. Allahumma salli ala. You convey darood on our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why darood is always accepted. Now the word humma. Why say Allah humma? Why humma? Humma, according to Shaykh Hassan Basri alayhi rahma, humma is majma'u dua. Humma is all the Asma'ul Husna, Rahmanul Rahimul Malikul Quddusul Salamul Mu'minul Muhaymin. All the 99 names of Allah is Humma. So when you say Allah Humma, O Allah, with your 99 names, you say convey darood to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to do one thing. And what he said, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Qul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, tell them that if you wish to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي You must follow me. Must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the importance. The emulation. Not the celebration. But the emulation. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will forgive your sins. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي He who loves my sunnah. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani surely loves me if he loves my sunnah man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani and he who loves me kana ma'iya fil jannah will be with me in jannah honorable brothers in islam what must you speak about rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every little thing nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one very beautiful thing he said if you say bismillah before eating and alhamdulillah after eating just two words bismillah before eating alhamdulillah after eating ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi allah will forgive all your sins that is following his sunnah how simple is his sunnah so hazrat chale mi'raj par balaghal ula bi kamalihi حضرت چلے معراج پر بلغ العلا بکماله اندھیر تھا اجلا ہوا کشفت دجا بجماله ان کے خصائل نیک تھے حسنت جمیع و خصاله اللہ نے تحفہ یہ دیا صلو علیہ وآلہ وصل اللہ تعالی علی النبی الحبیب الكریم الحمدللہ